The 17th of Ramadan is the day Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha passed away. And unfortunately, it is the day the Shia still today make a big celebrate it, and all the accusations, na'udhu billah, they present them against Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Whereas Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is a great and honorable woman in whose lap Nabi Allah's final Nabi passed away. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's head was in her lap when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam passed away. What a great honor for her. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam is buried in her house, in her room. Till Qiyamat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is there in the room of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is the great daughter of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the first Khalifa of Islam. When the Munafiqeen slandered and falsely accused Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, before that, when people had accused Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, Zulikha accused him of doing wrong with her, and then Allah Ta'ala chose an innocent little child to defend him and prove his innocence. When Hazrat Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam, when she was accused also, na'uzu billah, of having an illegitimate child, Allah used also a child who was a Nabi, Isa alayhi salam. He was at that time still a child. And Allah used him, inni qala, inni abdullah. And he spoke to the purity and chastity of Hazrat Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam. When the Shias and the Munafiqeen, when they accused Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Allah did not use a little child. Allah did not use a Nabi. Allah himself explained her innocence. And generally in the world, on the 17th night, the 18th Supara is recited. And 18th Supara has got Surah Nur. And in Surah Nur is the whole Barat and the purification of Sayyidatina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. What the honor Allah has given. No Taraweeh will be complete without Surah Nur. No Taraweeh will be complete. No Hafiz Hibs will be complete. No Quran will be complete until everyone on the tongue of Allah Ta'ala expresses the great pure purity of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, which is 100%. So at this we should also make Isal Sawab for Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. Read three times Qul Huwa Allah. Read two rakats Nafal Namaz. Our Quran Tilawat, pass it to her. And also that those, the Shias who are the enemies, open enemies, Christians, Jews, Hindus, Qadianis, all the open enemies, those who keep contact with those people, whether it is through interfaith or anything, we cannot have any connection with those people. Those who are at home and who are comfortable with the Shias and host the Shias and invite Shias for programs, and they accuse Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, how can we be friends with those people? We can't be friends with the Shias. We can't be friends with those who are the friends of the Shias also. We must keep our distance completely and make known our stand. And aren't we the loyal children of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala? She is the mother of the faithful. And what the Shias, what terrible things they say. And we can be still friends with those people who are friends with those who are saying these terrible things about Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. Are we just keeping quiet? Are we just keeping contact with those people? Speaks volume of the weakness of our iman, if there is still iman. Allah Ta'ala guide us and let us understand, take this great lesson, inshallah.